Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yizayin, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah is continued discussing the halachas of Muktzah on Shabbos. Rabbi Yesi says, Kol HaKelim Nitalim, all Kelim, all utensils, are allowed to be moved around. And this is talking about even if it's a Kli Shemalachta L'Isser, that a Kli that's used is generally forbidden, but it can be moved around for a permitted use, like we've seen previously in Mishnah base, that you can use a hammer to crack open walnuts and several other examples. But there's an exception. Chutz min hamaser hagadol, except for a very large saw that was used to cut thick wooden beams. V'yasid shal machresha, and the sharp knife-like part of the plow that would cut into the ground and dig furrows, these things were only used for their own purpose, and the owners were very careful not to allow them to be moved around and used for anything else whatsoever. He was concerned that they would become damaged. And these things fall into a different category, not a Kli Shemalachta L'Isser, but more than that, they're Muktzah, Machmas, Kasher, and Kis. They're Muktzah because of a potential loss of money that the owner is very concerned about moving them or using them for other purposes, and therefore, he would never intend on using them for anything but their purpose, and they become Muktzah on Shabbos, and they can't even be used for a heter purpose, for a permitted use, and they can't be moved around for their space, Latzarech Makaymei, they can't be moved whatsoever. The Mishnah continues, Kol HaKelim Nitalim Latzarech V'Shalei Latzarech. Utensils that are used for permitted use, like eating utensils, forks, spoons, knives, these things can be moved around Latzarech for their own use, V'Shalei Latzarech, and even if it's not for their use, but even just to protect the item, let's say you left them out where someone could take them, you can move them to safety, even though you're not moving it for the use of the actual utensil, that is permitted. Reb Nechemya says, Ein Nitalim El Latzarech. Even these utensils that are used for heter purposes, they can only be moved for their own purpose itself. So, for example, the eating utensils can only be moved for eating. You can take a fork to eat with, but just to move it around to protect it from someone taking it or something of the sort, that would not be allowed. Mishnah, hey. Kol HaKelim Nitalim B'Shabbos. Kol HaKelim HaNitalim B'Shabbos Shivreim Nitalim. All the kelim that are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. So not only the kelim can be moved, but also shivreim, if they broke, their broken pieces are also not muksa and they can be used. Ubavad, on condition, shiyu oisim me'ein malacha, they still have to provide some sort of function, some sort of malacha, in order to retain a status as a keli, as a vessel, and not become muksa. The Mishnah gives examples. Shivrei areva, the broken pieces of a mixing bowl. Lachasas be'emes pi'achavis, if they're still fitting to cover the opening of a barrel. You can take a large shard from this broken mixing bowl and use it as a flat cover on top of a barrel. Or shivrei zechuchis, the broken pieces of a glass container, can be lachasas be'emes pi'apach, can be a covering over a little jar. So they still serve some purpose as covers, lids for other utensils. So they remain kelim, and they are not mukta. Rabbi Yehuda comes to disagree, and he says, "Ubavad shayu aisim me'ein malachten." They have to still retain the ability to do something similar to their original function. So to go from being a bowl to being a lid on a barrel is not the same function at all. Rather, shivrei areva, the broken pieces of the mixing bowl have to be able, latzik, latech, and mikvah, to be able to pour in inside of them some porridge. So you're still going to use it as a bowl for porridge. A smaller bowl, but it's still used as a similar function to its original function. Vishal zechuchis, and the broken pieces of the glass container, latzik, latech, shemen, to pour oil on them. Only then are they not going to become muksam. The Rav explains that the machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is only if it broke on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda's concern is that if it only provides a new function, the broken pieces provide a new function, then it's an issue of neilid, something that was born or created on Shabbos. This new function is something that was new, neilid, created on Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be muksa. But if it happened before Shabbos, so then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that as long as it serves some function, even if it's a completely new function, it is going to remain a kli, a vessel, and it won't become muksa. And there's no issue of neilad if it took place before Shabbos. Neilad is only issue if something is created on Shabbos itself.